Title: Roller Sampler Rack Offset Tutorial Using Resampling Workflows in Ableton Live 12 for Jungle Old School DNB Vibes Intermediate. Alright, let's build a proper jungle roller engine in Ableton Live 12 using a sampler-based drum rack, micro offsets, and a resampling-first workflow that makes everything feel printed, glued, and slightly dangerous in the best way. This is intermediate, so I'm assuming you're already comfortable with warp, slicing breaks, drum rack basics, and recording resampling. The goal here is that classic roller feeling, tight forward drive, but with tiny pushed and pulled movement, and constant variation that doesn't fall apart after two bars. First, quick overview of what we're making. By the end, you'll have a roller rack instrument you can actually play and automate like a performance. Then we'll commit it to audio in two flavors, clean and dirty. Then we'll slice that audio again and treat it like a second generation break instrument, which is where the real old school edits live. This is the workflow. Perform, print, reconstruct, step 0, project setup. Fast, but important. Set your tempo to somewhere between 165 and 172 BPM. If you want the classic push, go 170 BPM. Now create 3 audio tracks. Name them a resample clean, a resample dirty, and a break print. Then create 1 MIDI track named M Roller Rack. The reason we're doing this upfront is psychological as much as technical. We're separating building the instrument from printing the record. Jungle gets its character when you commit and then chop the commitment, not when you endlessly tweak a MIDI clip that never hits tape. Step 1. Choose a break and prep slices. Grab a classic style break. Amen, think. Funky drummer, whatever fits the vibe you want. Drag it onto an audio track. Warp it. Set warp mode to beats. Set preserve to 1/16. Turn transients on. That combo is a good starting point, because it keeps the break punchy and stable at 170 without smearing it like complex can. Now right-click the clip and choose slice to new MIDI track. Use the built-in slicing preset. Now you've got a drum rack filled with slices mapped across pads. Great, that's your raw material. Step 2. Convert key slices into offset-friendly samplers. Here's the move that makes this lesson what it is. Drum rack slices often come in as simpler. Simpler is great, but sampler gives you deeper control over start behavior, modulation, and consistency across pads. Pick 4 to 8 core slices that can carry a roller. You're listening for rolls, not perfection. Think in categories. A kickish hit or low thump. A snare-ish hit that can act as your backbeat. One or two hats or shuffles. A ghost snare or a little mid-tick. And maybe a perk or ride stab. A really solid starting point is 6 pads. Kick, snare, ghost snare, hat 1, hat 2, perk. For each chosen pad, drop a sampler onto that pad, then drag the slice sample into sampler. Keep it 1 slice per pad. Short hits are ideal, because they respond better to tiny start changes without turning into weird, late mush. Now before we go offset crazy, I want you to lock in one concept that'll save you a lot of confusion. Separate timing offsets from tone offsets. In this workflow, groove pool and note placement are for rhythmic push and pull. Sampler start is mostly about changing transient character. Click versus thud, sharp hat versus smeared hat, ghost hits that feel like they're dragging without you actually moving the note. If you mix those ideas together, you'll do that thing where the loop feels late, so you tighten timing, but it still feels late, because you softened the transient with sample start. Then you overcorrect and the groove gets weird, so we'll be intentional. Step 3. Create the offset behavior, the roller magic. We're going to do micro offsets using sampler start, and then we'll use groove and velocity to create the musical roll. Open one of your samplers. Start with a hat or a ghost slice because those reveal the feel fastest. Go to the sample tab and find start. Move it a tiny amount and listen. Don't look. You're listening for whether the transient speaks immediately or whether it has a soft lead-in. Tiny changes here can make the same MIDI note feel earlier or later without changing the actual note position. At 170 BPM, a 1/16 note is about 88 milliseconds. Your micro world is way smaller than that. If you're in the 0.2 to 2 millisecond kind of range, that's mostly transient tone shift and micro flam feel. 3 to 8 milliseconds starts to feel loose and human. Great for ghosts, risky for main hats. 10 milliseconds and up is a special effect. That's drag. Use it for fills or intentional slop, not for your engine. Practical calibration trick. Choose one reference element, usually a closed hat or shaker. That becomes your engine. Keep it consistent. Offset everything else around it. So here's a suggested mindset. Kick and main snare are the anchor. Minimal start messing. Closed hats are the drive. Tight, consistent. Ghosts, rides. Perks are the smear. They're allowed to drift. That one idea alone keeps your roller rolling. If your hats are drifting too much, the whole groove feels like it's falling backward. Step 4. Add subtle modulation so it stays alive. Open the modulation area in sampler. Add a very slow LFO to sample start or pitch. Slow means slow, like 0.10 to 0.40 Hz. That's one cycle every few seconds. The amount should be tiny. You're not trying to hear wobble. You're trying to avoid copy-paste sameness over 8 bars. Then add velocity behavior. Velocity to volume is obvious. Do it. Then do the classic old school trick. Velocity to filter cutoff, so harder hits are brighter. Now your groove breathes with your playing and with your program dynamics. And for hats and perks, add a little random to pitch. Not semitones. Cents. Think plus or minus 3 to 8 cents. That tiny instability reads like hardware, or like a sampled break that's been through a few generations. Step 5. Build your macro controls so you can perform the rack. Group your drum rack inside an instrument rack so you can create macros. Now set up a few macros that are actually useful in a resampling performance. Macro 1. Offset tightness. Map it to the start parameters of your smear group first. Ghost snares, perks, maybe one hat layer, but not all hats. Keep your drive hat mostly stable. Macro 2. Grit. Map it to saturator drive on a post-rack saturator. Macro 3. HP filter. Map to an auto filter cutoff or an AQA tight ass. This is your low-end discipline knob. Macro 4. Air or presence. Map a high shelf gain on AQ8. Macro 5. Break crunch. Map redux downsample amount, lightly. Macro 6. Room or space. Map a tiny reverb send or a small room mix. And keep it tiny. Jungle rooms are more like a smear than a wash. Now the post-track processing chain. Keep it subtle at this stage, because we're going to print and then destroy later. EQ8 first. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove nonsense. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 250 to 400 Hz. Then saturator. Analog clip mode is perfect. Drive somewhere like 2 to 6 dB. Soft clip on. Then glue compressor. Attack around 10 milliseconds. Release on auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for 1 to 3 dB gain reduction. Just knitting. Optional redux. Downsample around 1.2 to 2.5 if you want that faint grain. Keep bit reduction very light, or even off, unless you're purposely going crusty. One more key teacher note here, gain staging for resampling. Before you print, aim your roller rack channel peaks around minus 10 to minus 6 dB. If you want crunch, distort on purpose with devices. Don't accidentally clip your master and then wonder why the resample is unmixable later. Step 6. Program an actual roller pattern. Go into M roller rack and make a 1 or 2 bar loop. Classic skeleton. Kick on 1. Snare on 2 and 4. Hats moving in 16 THS. But with a couple missing so it breathes. Ghost snares in the E positions, like 1E and 3E-ish. Low velocity. Now velocity shaping is not optional. It's part of the sound. Downbeats harder. Offbeats softer. Ghost notes very low, like velocity 10 to 35. Now open groove pool. Try an MPC 16 swing around 55 to 60. Apply it lightly. Timing at 20 to 40%. Velocity at 5 to 15%. That gives you the pool. And remember the separation. Groove is for timing feel, sampler start is mostly for transient character. Keep that in your head and the rack will dial in fast. Also, use audition bars. Loop 1 bar while you tune tone. Offsets, filters, saturation. Loop 4 bars to validate the groove. Does it still roll after repetition? Record 8 bars for resampling so your macro motion has time to matter. Step 7. Resampling workflow. This is where it becomes a record. First, resample clean. On air, resample clean. Set the input to resampling. Arm it. Record 8 bars. While recording, make tiny macro moves. And I mean tiny. Offset tightness nudges. A touch of grit. A small filter movement. Don't do DJ-style huge sweeps yet. We're capturing natural variation, like a break being written through a sampler. Rename the clip something like Roller Clean 178B, so you can find it later. Second, resample dirty. You can duplicate the roller rack channel, or create parallel chains in an audio effect rack. Make a clean chain and a dirty chain. On the dirty chain, go heavier. If you have roar, use it. Tape or warm styles are great, then push until it snarls but still has transients. If you don't have roar, use overdrive. Drive 20 to 50%. Tone to taste. Add redux. Downsample 2 to 5. Bit reduction maybe 6 to 10 if you want that crunchy top. but be careful because it can eat your snare snap. Then an auto-filter bandpass, focusing somewhere in the 1 to 6 kHz region, to isolate nasty bite instead of full-range mud. Now record that to a resample dirty, 8 bars. Important layering rule. Dirty layers should usually be band-limited and quieter. Like 10 dB quieter than clean most of the time. They're there for texture and aggression, not to replace your core punch. Third, break print for arrangement control. Take your clean print, right-click, slice to new MIDI track. Slice by 1/16 or by transients. Transients for more natural hits, 1/16 for more grid-style edit power. Now you've turned your printed performance into a new break instrument. This is huge. Your original rack is your performance source. The sliced print rack is your jungle edit machine. Don't confuse the jobs. Now you can do the classic moves, stutters, like a one beat repeat at bar 8. Reverse a single snare tail into a transition. Quick fills made by re-triggering just a few slices. Little dropouts where the kick disappears for half a bar, but hats keep running. Step 8. Arrangement ideas for a simple 16-bar section that feels like DNB.